Welcome to the Girls Gotta Heal podcast, where we dive into the everyday issues of your modern-day resilient healing woman and get real about the ups and downs of healing and personal growth, navigating our mental health, relationships, various setbacks, and grieving those we've lost can get very messy, while we're also trying to figure out who we are. I totally get it, and I'll guide you through. I got you. I'm your host, Karen Pileggi, and in each episode, we uncover new, empowering topics that you have likely experienced in your journey or will. Empowering one another is so this decade, and so is living up to our full potential. This is the time to become more confident in exploring your relationship with yourself and looking inward. You don't have to have it all figured out today, but you're here and now is a good start. I want you to be your best self. I'm always going to be rooting for you. This girl's got to heal. Welcome to another episode of Ask Me Anything. So we did one of these in the first season of the Girls Gotta Heal podcast. So a couple weeks ago in my story, I had asked you to send me some questions so that I can answer on this episode. I feel like I come up with a lot of topics and all that. And I think it's important to just kind of pause and reach out to you guys and see what you want to hear and what's going on for you. So I had asked you to send me in questions, anything regarding mental health, relationships, career, anything. And I found that most of the questions had to do with relationships. So I'm honored that you trust me to answer these questions, and I'm going to do the best that I can. I might divide this episode into two. A lot of the questions are around romantic relationships, and some are around like self-growth, development, and also friendships. So we'll start off with the romantic relationships and we'll get into it from there. So whether this is your first episode listening to this podcast or you've been listening throughout, this podcast really brings things back to a trauma-informed lens. I just appreciate that we each have gone through trauma, life transitions, things in our life which impact how we cope, how we move forward, what we attract, the journey that we're on. So it comes from a really compassionate lens. So anything that comes up, if you feel like it connects to you, don't feel any shame. And I hope that so far, you know, you've felt really comforted in these discussions that are on this podcast. But just a little reminder again, because some of these questions are really specific, which I love. And I think it's going to connect and resonate with each of you, whether you have gone through this personally in the past, you're currently going through it, or you're seeing someone you love go through this. Like I was saying, you know, we each have gone through some form of trauma or life transition, which really shaped who we are and shaped how we see the world. And a huge part of this is grief. So a lot of the GGH listeners are part of the grief community, and grief and loss go hand in hand with beautiful connections and the cycle of building healthy connections, experiencing loss or change, personal growth, and then building connections again. That's just a little rant on just prefacing what we're going to be talking about today. So the first question is, my 2.5 year relationship ended 7 months ago. Why am I still having such a hard time? I really feel for you. Relationships ending are a really big life transition for each of us. So there's so many reasons why you're likely having a hard time. And I think you know and deep down can validate yourself as to why this relationship meant so much to you, whether you ended things, the other person ended things, life just happened and separated you. You know what you felt at the end of the day, regardless of what I say, and you know your experience. So that is the thing that matters the most. Nobody can tell you otherwise. So you know what you felt. I think what keeps us really bound to certain romantic relationships that we've had is the attachment that we form, the trust we build, the vulnerability we have. And vulnerability doesn't just quickly come. It's something that develops. Same thing with trust. Whether you're someone who's like, I'm someone who trusts someone else from the beginning and, I lose trust over time. Or you're that person that, you know, trust is earned over time. Regardless, however you view it, trust is something that does change and build over time. Same thing with vulnerability. It's the connection, it's intimacy. And something we don't realize is when we are intimate with someone,
we just are kind of tangled in this attachment. We absorb each other's energies, the good, the not so good. And it has, we have this experience in our body. So we could logically know that this relationship was not right for us and it did not work for us. But sometimes what keeps us stuck in it and having a hard time with letting it go is the body experience that we have. So I hope that that resonates with some of you. I will say though, I think that there is blessing in the redirection. This is a clip that it's on Instagram everywhere. It was a radio show with Kehlani as the feature. Kehlani's one of my all-time favorite R&B artists. And there's this clip going around where she says there's blessing in the redirection. And it's so true. But that redirection might not make sense for you for a while. I know for myself, I got out of a relationship nearly like 9-10 months ago. And I still kind of feel that little piece of attachment. Like there's a little part of me that makes it really hard to move forward. And I still sometimes I can't really make sense as to why that redirection happened. And nearly a year has passed by. So I'm hopeful that that redirection makes sense for me in time, but we don't always see it right away. We can just kind of find peace in knowing that it will make sense one day. And also, if you're able to love so much in the wrong relationship or the relationship that wasn't meant for you long term, imagine how much love you'll experience and safety too when you're in the right relationship for you. So I hope this response does provide you a little bit of peace, but I think it could be explored a little bit further as to why we have such a hard time in letting romantic relationships go. It's going to be unique to you, unique to the relationship you had and the types of connections you had. I know that sometimes when we experience, for example, we experience loss and we're in a romantic relationship, we might lean on that person a lot. Or even just knowing that you went through something major with this partner and now they're not in your life anymore, it's like you're grieving the relationship as well as like grieving the bond you had when you went through something major. It could have been, you know, a loss of a loved one. It could have been losing a job or making a career change or something that was really monumental in your life, in your path, and you experienced it with this person. So it makes it so much harder to move forward. So little pieces like that can contribute to why we're having such a hard time in moving forward. Also, just the hope we had in someone. Maybe you pictured yourself marrying this person, building a family, or building some kind of larger partnership with this person. So you're grieving that aspect too. And there is not only grief in physically losing someone we love, but also there's grief in losing romantic relationships, losing marriages, losing businesses. Like there's grief in so many things and they each present differently and they're not comparable to the next, but it's still considered grief and loss. The next question really ties in nicely to the previous one. They were from different people, but this is a question that I myself really think about as well. So the question is, I have many moments of grief for my past relationship. Is it ethical for me to go on dates still? Firstly, I loved so much that you asked this because I think it's incredibly responsible and thoughtful. Unfortunately, the flip side of that is we sometimes see people leaving relationships and jumping into the next. They're hopping on the dating apps. They're out and about. They're just kind of looking for like a temporary band-aid fix. Or like there's that phrase, like you don't get over someone until you move on with the next person type of thing. Like that's the only way you can really move on from someone. I feel like there's pieces of truth in that, but I really am big on taking accountability and responsibility for your own healing. If something didn't work in a relationship and maybe you got wronged in the relationship, there's still things for you to heal and learn from within it. So there's work there, you know, regardless how it ends, there's work for you to do. So taking that time to heal and just connect back with yourself, I think is really important. And I think context is really important as well here. So I'm not really sure how long your relationship was or how things ended or what's going on in your life. But, you know, we can't really compare too much. I don't think it's fair. Your experience is unique to you. So, you know, you're going to be the best judge for yourself on whether you are ready and it is right for you to continue moving forward. I think you can miss someone, and certain relationships ending can take long for our body and our heart to heal from, but that doesn't prevent you from moving forward. It's kind of this weird period that we have in the healing process of, I can't fully say that I'm completely over that situation, I'm over that loss, I'm done grieving it, but part of me does feel a little bit ready to move forward. So this is that sweet spot of like, I want better, I want more for myself, I know I deserve love, I know that there's something out there for me, and I want to, and I have a desire to build connections. So I'm going to move forward and try with that. But that doesn't mean that I don't miss what I had at certain points, or I don't feel grief waves. So I think as long as you're honest with yourself, you'll make the best decision for you. I think a couple things too to be mindful of are, I would say, like, going back on dating apps or going out there and talking to different people through whatever methods and ways you can are going to be great if you are open to new connections, if you are in a space, again, where you can give to yourself is going to be really important. Because like I said, I think certain people, they move from one relationship to another to fill some kind of void or to fill something or to get what they need. And I think it's really responsible for us to get back to a place where we can give to ourselves. We can take care of ourselves. We know our boundaries. We know our needs. We know what feels good for us. Like, I'm talking, you have built your morning routine. You're back on track to eating things that are good for your body. You're nourishing yourself. Your self-care is on point. You're going out with friends. You're really just giving love back to yourself. Then I would say, you know what? Yeah, you might be in a position where you can start dating. As long as you're honest with yourself. I feel like when you meet new people, dating history always comes up pretty quickly. So share as much as you want to and you feel comfortable. But also, if you notice that when you're sharing, you are kind of stuck and you feel really sad and emotional, that might be an indicator to you that, hey, I might not be ready. Regardless, be proud of yourself for putting yourself out there. But like, at the end of the day, everything is trial and error. And same thing with our own progress and our own path. You have to just find out what works for you. And if you feel like you are ready to start dating and seeing what's out there, I think as long as your intentions are in the right place and you're in a position to take care of yourself, sure, go for it. We all have this desire to connect. Okay, the next question is, what are some tips for healing codependency? So codependency is this dynamic that's formed in relationships where sometimes it truly feels like a one-sided relationship where it's addictive in a sense, and you sometimes will feel very lost without this connection. There's a lack of balance of some kind. So y'all can do your own research on codependency, but if you've been in a relationship where there has been codependency, you likely will have felt it. And have started doing the research and talking with friends about it. So essentially, it's just a really unhealthy dynamic where you both can't be your authentic selves. And I think in a relationship, like, it should be 100% each. You should each be attempting to give that. But there's something that happens in these types of relationships where, like, there's like anxiety without each other. There's like a need to control. There's a need to, be so wrapped up in this relationship and each other's lives. And sometimes it makes it hard for you to make your own decisions, and your needs get pushed to the back. So A lot of interesting information and research out there on codependency. So I would encourage you to do that on your own, especially if so far it's resonated with you. Things I would suggest for healing codependency is knowing that things take time. First and foremost, be patient with yourself. The reason that I feel like our relationships expose our inner child work that we need to do. So our relationships expose our inner child work that we need to do. So this could be like attachment styles that we had when we were younger, or abandonment issues. So things just come out in our relationships. So there's no shame in it, however it presents. It's just awareness, having awareness that, oh wow, like my relationship showed this to me. My relationship showed me that this needs my attention in my own personal world and my own healing. So just knowing that it's a long process, and sometimes you might need help with that. So seeking out support through therapy or different communities and support groups could be helpful for you. I would say pieces to work on would be learning to trust yourself. So leaving a relationship like this can make you feel incredibly unbalanced and full of doubt. So practicing trusting yourself, feeling empowered in your decisions. These could be small decisions like I've decided that I'm going out with my friends on Friday night and I'm getting dressed up and we're going out to eat and it's going to be a good time. So small decisions like action plans within your week. And just build up from there. Taking time to self-discover. So this could be solo dates, you know, drive to a nearby town or city, take yourself to a nice coffee shop or a dinner spot, walk around, explore the city by yourself. Just working toward that independence piece, prioritizing your needs. And like I said, also just seeking support. It really, when we seek support, that's us kind of taking the step in the direction of self-validation. It's acknowledging there's something that needs to be looked at a little bit deeper here. And I know it's valid and I don't always have the help and the tools for it, but I'm going to get it now. And also practicing detachment. So a huge part of being in a codependent relationship is this really unhealthy attachment and need. And practicing detachment could involve not taking things personally, and just in general practicing good self-care. So just taking care of yourself, prioritizing your wellness, and learning to be unbothered by certain situations. And trust me, it's tough, but sometimes you just have to ask yourself, how can I be unbothered by this? And the answer might be, okay, you know, maybe that person's having a really bad day and I shouldn't be taking it personal. So just removing yourself from any emotional attachment or reaction to these life situations that come up for us on the daily. So I hope that that's helpful and that resonates, clicks with you in some kind of way. You can take a little piece of that. There will definitely be a part two of Ask Me Anything, because we have a few more questions to go and I'm going to break it up into another episode. So I hope you enjoyed that. This one was all around relationships, leaving relationships, grieving, processing, and just working on ourselves. So if you found yourself or someone you know to be in a situation where you have left or you've been removed from some really substantial and important relationship in your life, please take the time to heal. Please take the time to pour love back into yourself. Trust me, I understand. It feels good and it's nice to just go back out there and forget. And sometimes we do need those nights where we're just like, my brain has just been in sadness and thinking about this person and on a loop and all the what ifs, and I just need a night out. That's fine. But just being mindful of not getting into that pattern. Like, take the time to actually deal with your shit. Take the time to heal. And I think we can sometimes get into this mindset of like, this shouldn't have happened to me. I didn't even deserve this. Or how did I even get into this situation? And we can harp on that so much. And sometimes we do need the time to process that and feel how we do, but don't stay stuck in there for too long, right? Take this time for yourself to find things that you love, practice detachment. And I'm not saying that like when you're in a really great relationship, you should detach completely. Detachment is this practice of just like not taking things personal, putting boundaries in place, and always coming back to yourself, like knowing that you have a home within yourself. So more, we need more of that. So stay tuned for the next episode where I'm going to be continuing answering the questions that you all have sent in around friendships and personal development and growth. If you want to stay connected, please follow me on Instagram at girlsgottaheal.com. I only have one account. I know there's been a lot of imposter accounts going around. Please be mindful of this. All of my content is on there. And if I, for whatever reason, change my handle, I will let you know, broadcast it. I will through whatever way I possibly can. Also, Connecting Through Grief card deck is a conversation card deck that I created. It is one of my most favorite things that I've ever worked on. It's something that I needed growing up, as well as being an adult and experiencing losses through romantic relationships, certain people leaving my life and things changing, life transitions. This card deck is great for personal reflection, journaling, as well as just when you're hanging out with your friends, it's the end of the night, you're kind of just sipping on your tea, your coffee, your wine, whatever it is. It makes for a really great conversation with these prompts. So please check it out. You can get it on my website, girlsgottaheal.com/shop. And I look forward to seeing you here next time.